I'd like to begin this evening's homily by asking if any of you would be willing to invest in something that you may be able to cash in for millions of dollars. I know someone who has recently engineered an acorn that when you plant it into the ground, it actually grows a zebra, which is quite unusual. And it's so unusual that he thinks once he gets this completed, he can market it and it's going to make a lot of money. So at the end of Mass, I'm going to set up a table in the back and I'm asking you, will you please invest in this? Anyone? Doesn't look like it. Okay. Because you know you can't plant an acorn and get a zebra. And that's the truth, you can't. Because God didn't design an acorn to give us a zebra. It gives us an oak tree. And that's true also about how God designed marriage. According to the scriptures, God created an image, male and female, he created them. That's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. He created man and woman to come together in marriage and then said to them, be fruitful and multiply. He couldn't say that to Adam and Steve, be fruitful and multiply. He couldn't have said that to two women married. It's not possible. And he doesn't say it to them. He says it to Adam and Eve, man and woman. And this is the nature of marriage as God created it within the order of creation. In fact, it's such a beautiful good within creation, it wasn't destroyed by the fall, by the sin of Adam and Eve. This is one of the goods that was not destroyed by the fall. And it's one reason why we have a sacrament. It still needs redemption and healing for the love to stay strong and the desire to sacrifice for the good of the other to stay strong. All of that requires the grace of Christ to maintain, but the good itself, just at the level of nature, is still there, and it's beautiful. And for anything this side of the grave to remain good takes discipline. Without discipline, we lose goods, and when we lose goods, we grieve. And we have a lot of grief in our world today because there's a lot of loss, a lot of loss going on. As we have so many eating of the forbidden fruit and taking it and consuming it. And when that happens, men and women lose goods instead of see them prosper. Now, I bring this all up in light of what I've just given you is Catholic Church teaching. It's not going to change. It's something that maybe some have gotten the impression could change. With the comments of our Holy Father this week. Now, I'm not here to bash the Holy Father. That's not what I'm here to do. I don't have anything against the Holy Father. I love the Holy Father. But I do need to address the impression his comments left, which is that the church's teaching can change on this question. He made the comment that he would like to see civil laws for same-sex couples for the sake of the benefit of the financial and insurance and all that kind of thing. But you see, Pope St. John Paul II in 2003 had already addressed this point. This is 2003 now. And Pope St. John Paul II said, legal recognition of homosexual unions or placing them on the same level as marriage would mean not only the approval of deviant behavior, with the consequence of making it a model in present-day society, but would also obscure basic values which belong to the common inheritance of humanity. The church cannot fail to defend these values for the good of the men and women and for the good of society itself. That's 2003. Archbishop Jorge Bergoglio in 2010, for the first time, went public with his position that we could have civil same-sex unions, in direct contradiction to this teaching of Pope St. John Paul II. He was wrong in 2010 as the Archbishop of Buenos Aires when he put that forward, and he was mistaken as Pope Francis to put forward that position, because this position that Pope St. John Paul II articulated is the one that has been with us for millennia in the church, due to the teaching about marriage in sacred scripture. Now, one of the other reasons the church believes this, however, is because science can't contradict faith. That might be hard for us to believe, but it really can't contradict faith. And the reason for that is because nature and creation, which science studies, has the same author as the author of Revelation in Scripture. God is the creator and also the revealer. And those two will not contradict each other. So when he created marriage to be between a man and a woman, there can't be any science that would then say that it's okay for a man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman. Not when the Creator revealed to us in Scripture that when I created marriage, I made it for a man and a woman. If we were to now say in the church that a man could marry a man, that would mean that God is contradicting himself. And he won't do that, because he's revealed to us in the Bible, Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. A man shall leave his family and cling to his wife. There's marriage between man and woman. That's revealed to us. And if science is now going to tell us that we can have a man marry a man or a woman marry a woman, the fault is with our human reason and our faulty way of reading the book of creation. Because the one who designed creation has revealed to us what he did when he created marriage. And those two can't contradict. There's got to be a consistency, since the author of the book of creation is the same as the author of the book of Scripture. It's the same author. And so they can't contradict. And this is one reason, another reason, why we'll never really find a change in the church's teaching. One of the things that I think Scripture does for us is, if I take my glasses off right now, I need these to read, and so everything right now is fuzzy, especially when I try to read. If I really try to focus, I could see what I'm reading. And God gave us Scripture because without it, we're trying to read the book of creation with fuzzy vision. That's what we're doing, see? We're trying to read the book of creation, and we're not quite good at doing it. And so he gave us scripture, which is like these glasses. They function like these glasses. You put on the scriptures, and they're corrective lenses on how to read the book of creation aright. And I can see better. I can understand better. I can understand creation better. Scripture functions like this pair of glasses in helping us see creation aright. And so without my glasses on, I'll say that a man can marry a man, or a woman can marry a woman, or we can put the elderly to death at the end of life because we can't afford to sustain them any longer. I can take the life of a child in the womb. Sex outside of marriage is fine. It's okay to look at porn. I can take my glasses off, and all this stuff is fine. But when you put the corrective lens of Scripture on and start to read the book of creation through the eyes of God's revelation, you see more clearly, you see. And this is yet another reason why, when we look at Scripture and we see God telling us, this is how I created marriage, that means when scientists are looking at that book of creation and saying, yeah, a man can marry a man, they're not seeing correctly. They can't. And there's a lot of reasons why that's happening, of course. One of them being that one way to get rid of the designer of creation is to deny that he exists. That's very convenient. Atheism is one way to get rid of the designer for creation. So if there is no God, according to my mind at least, there's no designer for this creation. And guess what? That's a free season for me to make it into whatever I want. And the thing is, when you do that, people get hurt. They really do. People really get hurt. I mean, you read about it in the papers, human trafficking. Abortion hurts people. Promiscuity leads people to be used instead of loved. This isn't of God. It's not of God. And see, the Sea of Peter, Jesus established it to witness to the truth. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free to stay alive. Because that's what Catholic faith is all about. At the end of the day, I know a lot of people think of us as Catholics, we're just a bunch of people trying to keep rules, that when you keep the rules, it makes bad people good people. And of course, we're making the rules. You know, I'm a man, and I belong to this fraternity of men that excludes women, and so we kind of have a thing against women, and it's our way of staying in control as we make these rules and try to oppress you and all that kind of stuff. That's the line out there. I've heard it before. It's come at me so many times over my years as a priest. But you see, that's not the Catholic faith. The Catholic faith is not just a set of rules that we keep that makes bad people good. The faith is about making dead people live. And dead people hurt people and make them dead too. And the Catholic faith is about rising with Christ to life. And once you come to life, is maintaining that life. He comes in this Eucharist to feed us in that life, strengthen us in that life. So we'll turn to our neighbor and try to build that life up in them instead of take it away from them or diminish it. This is what the Catholic faith is about. And same-sex activity is not life-giving. And so the church can't teach that because Christ won't allow it. So my brothers and sisters, allow yourself today to let what I've said today sink in, because this is the teaching of the church and it's not going to change. There may be some confusion sown out there, possibly. But confusion is not of God. Truth and clarity is of God. And I'm not going to get into what Pope Francis meant or intended or anything. No, nothing. I'm dealing with the impression left by what he said, and that is there's a lot of confusion out there. Gee, is the church going to change its teaching? And I'm here to say, no, it's not. It's just not going to happen. For all the reasons I've tried to articulate for you this afternoon. And to recognize that as we come to this altar, Jesus comes to feed you, bring you to life, and help you sustain life in your discipleship with him and remain alive and prosper, even to the point where when you die, you don't stay in the pit of death, but you actually come out with him to everlasting life.